organisiert sind und den Boden darum auch sofort bebauen können. Das heisst, Bauern, die Land besetzt haben, sollen nicht ausgeschlossen werden von der Landreform. Im Gegenteil, sie sind organisiert und sie sollen darum gerade als Erste von dieser Reform profitieren können. Weil das überhaupt eine Schwierigkeit ist, dass Landarbeiter zum Beispiel plötzlich Land sollen bebauen und Kenntnis dazu nicht haben, werden auch Hilfe gefordert. Es wird gefordert, dass man einen Kurs macht, der Ausbildung in angepasster Landwirtschaft bietet. Das heisst zum Beispiel auch im biologischen Anbau, weil dieser Anbau braucht am wenigsten Finanzmittel. Und es geht darum, möglichst billig zu produzieren. Es soll auch Ausbildung geben in Organisationsformen, zum Beispiel in kooperativen Bildung. Das ist ja sehr wichtig, dass Bauern sich organisieren können auf dem Land, wo sie neu anbauen können. Dann soll es auch günstige Kredite geben, weil sonst bestehen ja die Abhängigkeiten weiterhin von Leuten, die Kredite geben und dabei Wucherzinsen verlangen. Dann soll es auch Hilfe geben in der Infrastruktur, das heisst, es braucht Anfangsmittel, um überhaupt Saatgut erwerben und gewisse zum Beispiel Büffle zu erwerben, wo man damit das Land pflügen kann. Dann zu den Entschädigungen. Die Entschädigung an Landbesitzer soll abgestuft werden, je nach Grösse von dem Besitz. Das heisst, die Grösseren sollen verhältnismässig weniger bekommen, die Kleineren mehr, weil den Kleineren tut es ja auch mehr weh, wenn sie das Land abgeben müssen. Dazu soll darauf geschaut werden, wie der Grossgrundbesitzer zu seinem Land gekommen ist. Wenn er es zum Beispiel abgepresst hat, geraubt hat, es gibt ja da verschiedenste Mittel, das zu machen, dann soll er dafür natürlich keine Entschädigung bekommen. Weiter soll auch angerechnet werden, was Pächter bisher schon an Zinsen gezahlt haben. Das heisst, dass sie das nicht doppelt nochmal müssen abzahlen. Und als Grenze für die Abzahlungen im Jahr soll 10% von der Ernte nicht überstiegen werden. Dann hat es noch einen Punkt, der das Ausland interessiert. Also es wird gefordert, dass die Regierung die Schuldenzahlungen an das Ausland verkleinert und daraus einen Fonds bildet, wo dann die Landreform daraus finanziert werden kann. Die Plattform, wo ich jetzt die wichtigsten Punkte aufgezählt habe, stammt von etwa 20 Oppositionsgruppen. Die haben sich zusammengeschlossen in einem Congress for a People's Agrarian Reform, also in einem Kongress für eine volksbestimmte Agrarreform. Und sie wollen jetzt, dass die Plattform als neues Gesetz eingeführt wird. Und ihr Weg dazu ist jetzt mal, dass sie Unterschriften dafür sammeln, weil nämlich die Verfassung sagt, dass wenn 10% der Wähler ein neues Gesetz verlangen, dann wird das auch eingeführt. Das heisst, sie müssen jetzt 2,5 Millionen Unterschriften sammeln. Die Frage ist natürlich, ob wenn die Unterschriften dann gesammelt sind, ob die Regierung und das Parlament die auch ernst nehmen oder wieder nach Weg suchen, dass das Ganze überhaupt nichts heissen soll.
So, could you explain us shortly what KMP is and what are the aims of your work?
Kilusang magbubukid ng Pilipinas or present movement of the Philippines is a product of more than a decade of solid grassroots organizing work, which gained momentum with the declaration of martial law in a painstaking bottom-to-top approach where municipalities, provinces, and regional chapters coalesce and form a National Federation of Peasant Organization with a total membership of 800,000 and with an effective influence of 3 million farmers. KMP works for the implementation of a genuine land reform program, establishment of a political democratic structure and the promotion of a mass-oriented nationalist and scientific culture.
Beginning of June this year, finally the parliament approved a land reform code. What does this mean for you? What implementation does this have for your organization?
We have no more illusion that this government is going to implement a genuine land reform program, shamelessly flaunted the class interests of our president, that we believe now that it's only the peasant initiative that can advance the struggle for a genuine land reform program. That's the reason why last June 25 and 26, we called a multi-sectoral conference on agrarian reform, which we placed there in the Declaration of Principle that the right to live is superior to any existing law. And this consists of two courses of action: the peasant initiative, or occupying land, which is either abandoned or taken by the crony Mr. Marcos through deceit, intimidation, and violence. And one, invoking the Article 6 of Section 32 of the new Constitution about the system of initiative and referendum, wherein this People's Agrarian Reform Code, signed by the Multisectoral Conference on Agrarian Reform, will have this gathering of 10% of this total eligible voters, or 2.5 million, and 3% for every legislative district. After this, these people in Agrarian Reform Code will have that force and effect as a law. But while we are gathering the signature, we are implementing already the peasant initiative, or the land occupation program of KMP.
So if this law, or if you gather all these 10% of signatures, do you think there is a chance that this law, under the present situation of power, would be implemented?
But under
accepted?
That system of initiative and referendum, you need the implementing legislation, and the composition of our Congress, the upper and lower house, which is a landlord and elite dominated, they are not going to formulate the implementing legislation. So we don't need to wait for that. Once we garner, upon completion of the 10% of the signature, we are going to implement our People's Agrarian Reform Code. These 12 organizations who joined the Congress for the People's Agrarian Reform.
So how do you intend to implement that?
Actually, at present, we are now implementing the land occupation program, or the implementation of a land reform program through the peasant initiative. We were able to occupy 70,500 hectares of land, benefiting 45,000 families. And at present, we are expanding the, we are intensifying the occupation of land.
How did the government and the military react to this occupation, or let's say grassroots land reform?
Yeah, actually we call that grassroots democracy, or people powered agrarian reform. Actually, we are occupying idle and abandoned and land taken by Mr. Marcos through the intimidation. It's a vacant lot, planted to grasses only. And one prerequisite to occupy lands, we are very strong in the area. So we have the experience of harassment. But once we are very strong, they could not destroy the occupation of land, because we protect them by, say for example, if the vigilantes in the military came the area of a land occupied area, we surrounded the military and the vigilantes also in an organized way. All of the farmers carrying bolos in their waist, because this is part of their farming. So we are also confronted by this harassment, but we were able to protect this land because of this protecting this in an organized way.
So you are occupying land where your organization is strong. Does it have also an impact if the underground movement, the NPA, is strong in that region? Does it have an influence?
I think it's somewhat this is the situation, that actually this is the 81% of the Filipino population residing in the countryside, and the countryside is the base of the insurgents. So it's already because of this growing number of insurgents. Of course, there will be so many insurgents in the area. And it's actually, according to this insurgency, they organize themselves into an army. They call this New People's Army, to protect the people in the countryside. So in one way or another, the land occupation area will also be protected by these people, because you could not avoid that, in as much that the base of this insurgency is the countryside, so it's, you could not avoid that. But we have no connection with this New People's Army.
If you don't, you fear if you continue with this occupation, which I think you will continue going further on, that the repression by the military and the government will become bigger or stronger?
Actually, it's not only land occupation. We have also a series of protest action. Actually, we are planning to form a nationally coordinated mass action with regards to the land rent reduction. And this October, we are planning also to demand the lowering of the price of fertilizer and pesticide, and the increase price of our produce. And we have also this what we call this negotiating. We're also negotiating with the landlord about this lowering down the rate of interest. It's what we call a negotiation. If this landlord willing to negotiate, and we use also another way of confronting if it's somewhat what we call despotic landlord. So that's also one way of that's not only land occupation is our form of struggle at present, but this consists of so many concrete struggles, form or series of initiative and series of protest action.
So, do you have means to pressure the landlords, the despotic landlords, for instance?
I think we have a concrete experience on this. That, say, for example, in Bataan provinces, wherein the peasant organization, a very strong organization, confront the landlord and telling them that we are going to lower down the land rent from 10 to 15 cabans per hectare to 4 cabans only. So after negotiation, whether the landlord agree or not, we implement the 4 cabans per hectare. So it's a matter of if you are very strong in there, you can implement the proposal of the peasant.
And at the moment, is your organization growing?
Yeah. Actually, in the earlier stage, because of the organization of vigilantes, you are being affected quantitatively but not qualitatively. And learning what happening in the countryside, we were able to what we call this, we have grown and become stronger. Because, like, for example, in Leyte and Cebu, the 23,000 membership now reduced to 6,000. We were able to recover that because we never leave our organization. We conducted a continuing education and now growing in number. So that being a qualitatively pursuing the organization, it's just like a what we call this, once you cut the shoot of a camote in our, this will multiply so many shoot. So that's the analogy there. We are multiplying now.
Okay, so let's change the topic to the broader Philippines. How do you assess the strength of the Aquino regime now?
I would like to give this to Rose.
Is it possible?
Yes, why not? So we will introduce both of you.
Yeah.
Well, the strength of the Aquino regime.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Well, Aquino regime is under siege principally by the mass movement of workers and the peasants, and also by the growing insurgency on one hand, and on another, it is also internally weakened by its the factional struggle within the Aquino regime itself, because you know this new members or the new cronies of Aquino have been deprived for so long under the Marcos regime. They are now wanted also to accumulate wealth, and of course, they, unlike the Marcos regime, where they were before confident that Marcos would continue to power indefinitely, now most of these cronies of Cory are quite fearful that Cory will not, the Aquino regime will not last long. So they are trying to accumulate wealth the fastest way possible. And this results into infighting within the Aquino, which eventually led to the withdrawal of some members of the Aquino's faction, the most notable of which was Laurel, who withdrew from the Aquino ruling alliance and has now joined the what we call the right-wing opposition. And another thing, the Aquino regime is also is under threat by the by what we call this opposition, which is a coalition of former henchmen of the Marcos regime, and also composed of those elements that belong to the Aquino regime, but which were eased out of the corridors of power. They have formed a coalition, and this also weakens the entire setup at present in the Philippines.
So this is the side of the Aquino regime. And how would you assess the opposition, that's of the left opposition, the People's Movement? Is it gaining strength?
Well, the most important thing to note is that the crisis, the economic and the mainly the economic crisis has continued to worsen, and this these conditions provides the favorable is a favorable condition for the continued growth of the armed insurgents, and as well as the unarmed yet militant mass movements in the Philippines. So while there was a temporary lull in the growth of these movements in the 86 by the start of 87, and especially now, it has again continued to expand and strengthen themselves.
And now the last question to you, Jimmy. Why have you come to Europe? What is the purpose of your trip here? And what do you expect from your travel here and from us?
Actually, the purpose of our trip here in Europe is to inform the European communities about this aid giving to this Aquino government, which complement with the counter-insurgency program of the government, because this aid further entrenches us from that we are shackled to abject poverty and hunger. And actually all this aid being pocketed by the few, so we have that proposal that instead of channeling the aid to this government, which the policies toward their own interests, to channel this aid to the progressive NGOs, non-government organization, and people's organization. And number two is to talk about this land reform program, the importance, the relevance of this program to the lives of the Filipino people, how this land reform program will solve the poverty and hunger, the economic crisis, and the growing insurgency in our country. That by implementing land reform, one way you are solving this, what we call, there will be no rampant violation of human rights in the countryside. And of course, one purpose is for us to generate support to the struggle of the Filipino peasantry, because we need the urgent and continuing support of our pen overseas, inasmuch as we are now in the crossroads of our struggle for justice, freedom, and democracy. And our only hope is this courageous and militant struggle. So we ask all the people here in Europe to join us in liberating our country.
Do you have less support from the people than you had before? I mean, from the broad masses, not from the people's organization, or from also other organizations. And because people now think the problem is solved with this code.
Actually, with this pass into law, this fake land reform program of President Corazon Aquino, the support with this struggle for advancement of land reform already increased. Why? Because for so many years since Marcos regime, Kilusang Magbubukid ng Pilipinas was able to show to the Filipino people that genuine land reform program is the ultimate solution to the poverty and hunger. We have propagated this for so many years. And with the implementation, we were able to expose the true character of the Aquino land reform of this government. So this will increase the number of the, especially the middle forces, because this will affect their business. Without buying power, nobody will buy their business. So this will make life more harder in our country. So it's increased the number who will support our struggle for genuine land reform.
But was this already the reaction you could feel?
In fact, on the contrary, the support of KMP grew after the passage of this law. You know, the people in the Philippines were expecting Aquino, since she wanted to make it appear that she is a democratic president. They were expecting a sort of a compromise bill or a compromise law. But what she passed, what Congress passed, which she signed into law, was blatantly a pro-landlord law, which resulted into disillusionment even among the middle class, which she expected to win over. Now, this is concretely expressed in the fact that a month after the signing of the law, 12 farmers organizations, together with several personalities of the middle class, and also multi-sectoral alliances, multi-sectoral cost-oriented groups, and personalities coming from the different left and moderate groups in the Philippines, banded together last July in what Kajimi mentioned earlier as the multi-sectoral conference for People's Agrarian Reform. This conference unanimously rejected the land reform law of Aquino and passed its own land reform code, which they call the People's Agrarian Reform Code, which was the complete opposite of Aquino's land reform program. And a strange thing is that the church hierarchy, who earlier supported Aquino's land reform law, also came out in support of the People's Agrarian Reform Code. So that is just to show that the support of the KMP's land reform program, which is essentially the same with this People's Agrarian Reform Code, was able to generate more support after Aquino has passed this blatantly pro-landlord bill.
Lora braucht Freundinnen und Freunde. Macht mit auf lora.ch.
Ich kenne das Radio Lora schon seit den 80er Jahren. Das Radio Lora hat sich immer engagiert für unbequeme Themen, hat mit dem Finger auf Ungerechtigkeiten gezeigt und aber dabei auch eine Kreativität entwickelt und einen spielerischen Humor. Deshalb braucht das Radio Lora unbedingt. Lora, bitte weiter so.
Barbara Schirmer aus der Schweiz.
The master was the slave, the killer was the victim, and man was God.
My nose wide as the Red Sea. Lips full, fillers don't feel me. Soon as my cousin killer's on trial, whoa, family gon' pull up sitting courtside. Gossip, they say, we sing it la la la. Don't want no vultures on our side, yeah, yeah. Looking black is the Messiah, yeah, yeah. Aye, aye, time, we got superpowers. Aye, 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 aye. We got superpowers. Aye, 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 and my cannot forget that. We got superpowers. Aye, aye, aye.
They say, how we get so fly without the wings? Baby Childs can see the light in darker things. Wait, wait, now they see our magic. Proudly we imagine days when they can't frown upon our fabric. Bob and weave, been dodging thieves and stolen coaches. I believe in poaching vultures. I believe in open ocean trips. No ship, I'll backstroke from one coast to coast like Aquaman. Got mind control over the lava land. That's why my pen leaves fire. I retire when my father can. Look up in the sky and see me clouds sitting. It's a bird, it's a plane. No, this power living. I kicked a rainbow yesterday and let out sour Skittles. I bet Trayvon up in heaven like these my kind of vittles. Armadillo, armor thick, got bulletproof karma, cause I'm innocent of all that they accused me of. Superheroes and sheroes with POs accusing us of moving kilos. Still always moving love.
We got superpowers.
Your mind, you know you're your soul's divine. They can't take your spirit or they steal our time. Man-made constructs created to divide. You can't hold us down.